Director of Forestry Services Fitzgerald Providence said, forestry personnel have not seen the invasive Cuban tree frogs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He said, there have not been any reports of sightings from members of the public either, and this is welcomed news as the Forestry Service has been working assiduously to eradicate these frogs.
It's positive news that we are not seeing any and not hearing any reports of sighting. And even if someone calls in with that, we will check. We were able to observe that the area that they were present in, the North Camden Park area, that area has been dried up, drained, and in another use, I think. So that would control the habitat that they were occupying at that, in that area. We will continue to monitor it, especially coming into the, as we're in the dry season, and as we approach the rainy season later on in the middle of the year.
Mr. Providence said the Forestry Service will continue to monitor the nation's ports to ensure that the Cuban tree frogs do not re-enter the country on containers.
We will continue to monitor, but it's good news now that we haven't had any reports of this invasive species anymore. But because we have active ports where there are containers and so on that move from different countries, we know these invasive species tend to be good hitchhikers and hide away in these things and can pop up at any time. So we continue our surveillance.
Mr. Providence said the department will also continue to monitor the country's endemic frogs, which were being affected by the citrid fungus.
The citrid fungus, the monitoring is not as it was in the earlier stage, but we have not noted any dying off of the species. One of the things under the Rich Tree Project, there should be some wildlife surveys, which we hope to target some of these endemics, and maybe we'll choose the endemic whistling frog, which we were concerned would be impacted by this fungus. But we have to get out there and check the population. We know one of the habitats for that amphibian was the hills of Lassifrey. So we're concerned in terms of the impact on the volcano of that species also. We have some capacity issues, but we're hoping that with the support of collaborators, both regional and international and local, we'll be able to beef up our monitoring of these species.
Director of Forestry Services, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.